And Will, as we mentioned early on, the Redbirds looking to bounce back here at home after splitting a game series with conference rival Bradley this past weekend, whereas the Leathernecks winning 5 of their last 6. But overcoming an 0-11 start, they're doing very well so far, as we could see overcoming that, and we're seeing that so far. Hopefully Lindgren can put it in his favor if you're the Redbirds here. And he strolls it back to first. The runner will stay at first safe. Good timing by Ellis. Now carrying, as Will, you mentioned, 2-for-2, a .305 batting average today for the Leathernecks.
Ellis really focused on those pitches and got a hold of it over shortstop.
Very true, and Lindgren's pitch goes to the third baseman. Able to get the out. The Redbirds are able to get out of this inning without giving up another run. And the side will be retired. Still 2-0 Leathernecks. Statistics for the Leathernecks, 1 for the Redbirds. We will take a quick break here at Duffy Bass Field. You are listening to 103.3 WZND, the Pulse of Redbird Nation. Welcome back to this Tuesday edition of Redbird Baseball here on 103.3 WZND, the Pulse of Redbird Nation. We'll follow here with my color commentator and name-sharing person, Will Johnson, here. And Will, as we see this Leatherneck defense getting back on the field and ready, thank God that rain was holding up there as we saw a few little sprinkles. If you are the Redbirds with Owen Miller coming up, he's been a very key hitter for this young Redbird team. What would you like to see from the sophomore in his second at-bat here in the bottom of the fourth?
Oh, I'd like to see him hit 9 hits in a row. From March 5th through the 19th, he had 9 straight hits. 9.
That's incredible, Will. You are definitely on it tonight with the stats, and I think Owen Miller appreciates that mention here as he looks on in the batter's box. Perkins hoping that 10th straight hit does not come for the Redbirds here. As Perkins gets set, the righty for the Leathernecks. 2-0 lead on the Leathernecks. And the pitch to Owen Miller. Swings at it. Close pitch there for Miller, but called strike one by Shank Cannon, the home plate umpire. Well, I think I'd like to see one here go deep center as we see the 400 feet over there in Duffy Bass. That would be a key hit here for Owen Miller's.
That would be an amazing hit.
Owen Miller takes that into account as he takes that now 1-1 with 0 outs here. Duffy Bass Field, Normal, Illinois. Will Farlow and Will Johnson here with you for this evening's call. 2-0 Leatherneck lead in the home half of the fourth. Owen Miller, the shortstop, 1-1 count, and the pitch from Perkins. Swung on and foul toward the left field side.
Miller got a hold of that one at least. Focusing on that ball and swinging at the right time.
Right you are, Will, and Owen Miller leading off for the Redbirds carries a .370 batting average and a .351 base percentage and a .322 batting average. That's very solid stats with those 9 hits.
Mm-hmm.
Perkins taking that into account with his next pitch here front to Owen Miller. Owen Miller swings it deep. The left fielder and center fielder are looking on. And you can tell that goodbye, folks. This one is out of here. Owen Miller with a home run to put the Redbirds on the board. We now have a 2-1 Redbird deficit. The Redbirds taking into account that 9 straight hit. Owen Miller rounding to home plate. Redbird faithful cheering on Owen Miller. Getting the Redbirds on the board with 2 hits now. 2-1 Leathernecks. Will, I think that's, as we mentioned, we hope those bats awake. I think Owen Miller has woken the sleeping giant.